So, Jim, have you guys played up here at all?
Oh, yeah, sure. We played Timmins, yeah, lots of times. Played at the college, played outdoors, but not for a long time.
So, I mean, have you been up in Northern Ontario at all lately?
You know what? I didn't even go to Thunder Bay on the tour. So, no, not for maybe for a year.
Now, I was looking back. You guys, it's crazy. You've never really taken much time off, right? I mean, the longest gap was between your 09 and 13 albums.
We haven't. I mean, we've played since our Thousand Arms tour. I have a solo record, so that took up a lot of time, but the band has definitely slowed down now. I mean, we've got a lot of summer shows coming up, but Blue Roadie didn't really play over the winter. That's the first time we've taken a season off.
Well, I mean, I think after this many years, you've earned a little bit of a break anyways, right?
We've earned our 6 weeks, huh?
Yeah, right? I think you put enough time in.
Yes.
When you do have so many albums to choose from, what do you go to for festivals like this? Is it like the biggest hits? Is it the most recent album?
Well, you know what? Every summer we try to devise a kind of a summer set or at least a collection of songs, and we haven't actually done that yet. So there are certain songs that we usually play. We usually play Lost Together. We usually play 5 Days, maybe Try. But then other than that, we just sort of pick. I sent a couple of songs around to the band that I'd like to do for the summer. So we just look back, and Greg and I sort of pick some songs that we'd like to do. Sometimes they're more suited to outdoors. And so we just try to figure some new stuff out each summer.
So it's different. Is it different for festivals versus like a Blue Rodeo tour, I'm guessing?
I think so. I think usually when you do a tour, you have a lot more control over the elements. You know, you're in theaters or in arenas, and you have a light show and all this kind of stuff. I think you just let your hair down a little bit more for outdoor shows. Just make it looser and a little bit more playing from the band. Not quite so scripted.
Do you prefer that way, or would you rather the scripted?
I think that both are good. When we start a tour and we have our own trucks and we have our own sound system, I love it. And then by the time 3 or 4 months have gone by, I'm tired of it. And to go and play a festival and hear other bands play and, you know, have it be kind of messy is really enjoyable.
So do you plan to kind of sit back and kind of watch some of the other bands the day of, or maybe stick around a couple days?
Well, not stick around a couple days. We don't have that time, but we'll certainly watch the bands that are on with us that day for sure.
And what's kept you guys going? I mean, so many years, like I said, you know, not a whole lot of time in between at least new albums coming out. You know, what's kept that musical inspiration, whether it's Blue Rodeo or even your solo stuff for that matter, after such a long period of time?
That's a good question, but I think it's what we do. I mean, we make music, and we love making music with each other, and we have long ago allowed ourselves to do all these solo projects. And, you know, if we take time off, people get involved in other projects, so Glenn will go play with some people. I think Greg made a solo record. He's making one with Jimmy Boskill. So, you know, I think there's music is what we do for a living, and it's also what we do as our passion. So that keeps you going.
Gotta love what you do, right?
Yeah.
Now, I've been told you're somewhat of a hockey fan.
Huge.
So I can't not ask you then. What's your thoughts right now?
Maybe it's Washington's time. Maybe that's what we're going to see. I think that Vegas has done amazing things.
And I mean, it's got to come to an end for Vegas eventually, right? It's a team of misfits, kind of. Right?
I think that Cinderella has to go back to her old job.
Got to feel bad for the next expansion team to come in, though, right?
Yeah, I wonder if it'll ever be the same. I mean, that's just an incredible accomplishment for them.
Are you, I'm going to cheer for whatever Canadian teams are left, or is it just whatever the best team I think in the playoffs is going to be?
I don't think it's quite that nationalistic. I'm a Toronto fan, so we have certain teams that we will embrace and certain teams we won't.
Mm-hmm.
And I pretty much follow those guys.
Yeah. I'm with you as a Leafs fan, though. I mean, I can't really get behind Buffalo or Ottawa or Montreal, right?
I'm afraid that's true.
You know, and I personally can't get behind the Red Wings because growing up, my best friend, that was his team. So, of course, naturally, I have to hate them, right?
Yeah, I always liked the Red Wings, but my son has a friend who's an ardent fan of the Red Wings, and that's kind of spoiled it for me.
Yeah, right? It does that, right? You understand why people get so upset with Leafs fans sometimes.
Yeah, for sure.
Right on. Well, I appreciate the time, Jim. Thanks so much. Look forward to seeing you at Stars and Thunder this year.
Well, my pleasure. I look forward to being up there.